Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
I was just crushing Harry because he took a bathroom break and we needed audio for this segment. And I look over and I see that intern RJ is running the board. And I don't know if intern RJ knows how to put the audio clips in. Harry's a good teacher and RJ seems like a really smart guy. And it's not exactly rocket science. But Harry's in the bathroom and I text Harry all angrily like, hey, it would maybe help if you put the audio in before you go to the bathroom. He comes back, he puts it in, and then I immediately had to run to the bathroom.
Instant karma.
Instant karma.
Boom.
And you and I were talking candidly off the air and saying, like, man, this his bathroom break's going to be at an all-time high with RJ here.
Yep.
He's going to get RJ trained up real quick so that RJ can run the board, and then immediately I am overcome with just, oh, my God, I got to go. So that's the universe. That's the universe saying, Crowley, be nicer to Nicholas Harry Callis. Real quick before we get into Ryan Clark and what he had to say about Mike Tomlin and Aaron Rodgers, a report from Dejan Kovacevic of DKPittsburghSports.com. Nick Bonino could be joining the Penguins staff.
Saw that.
I love Nick Bonino.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see that. Is this maybe, hey, Sid, here's a buddy because we're going to get rid of Raquel and Brian Rust and Eric Carlson and all the players who are not of your caliber, but at least are peers.
Yeah, and that's somewhat what I read was, you know, Bonino played underneath Muse at one point, so he kind of knows his style a little bit. So it might be a nice little transition piece for, player to coach, and especially Sid to coach Muse.
Yeah.
This will be a good move for that.
Totally agree with that. Now, Dejan says he just got it from one source, has no reason to doubt the source, but he didn't get two source confirmation. That'd be really cool. And I always thought Bonino's best attribute was his brain. I mean, he wasn't the most fleet of foot, and it's not like he was the greatest finisher, but he was an engine that made the HBK line work because he was so smart and such a good distributor, and he could work with Kessel, and he could work with Hagelin. This was one of my favorite moments, really, of the entire Sidney Crosby era right here.
Bonino has Hagelin moving to the net. It's spiked up in the air by Tourney and laid around behind. Kessel up with it there. Ben one around in front. Hagelin is shot. Score! It's over!
Intern RJ is a Capitals fan, so sorry to do that to you there. Game 6, Nick Bonino in overtime. As an all-time moment. You also had the Bonino, Nick Bonino goal. Stanley Cup Final. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. To the football?
Mm-hmm.
To the football.
So I believe that Aaron Rodgers and Mike Tomlin have underachieved based on their potential.
We don't really need to play the entire clip, actually. That's the nuts and bolts of it right there. Does he think that's a hot take?
Yeah, I think he does. Yeah.
Does he think he's saying something that other people haven't said? Why is Rodgers a Pittsburgh Steeler? Why was Rodgers a Jet? It's because he went 0 for his last two conference championship games. They draft Jordan Love, and Green Bay's always gotten it right from the quarterback standpoint. You have Favre, you draft Rodgers when Favre is there, you have him overlap, and then it's a seamless ish transition. They bring in Jordan Love because they think that Rodgers is reaching the end of the pinnacle of his career and you want there to be a seamless transition. If Aaron Rodgers had won one of those NFC Championship games and hoisted the Lombardi Trophy, he probably at least comes closer to finishing his career in Green Bay.
Yes.
And then Mike Tomlin's got a losing record in the postseason. And they haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. They haven't been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. And the way that they've looked in recent playoff games without Ben is unforgivable. But for me, worse yet, was that you had the Killer Bees. You had Ben in his prime when, statistically speaking, he was playing better football than he'd ever played before. You had Le'Veon Bell. You had that awesome offensive line. It was a who's who, a cavalcade of offensive stars, and you lose to, like, the Jacksonville Jags.
Mm-hmm.
you go on the road and you lose to Denver. Now, there are some reasons for that. You didn't have AB in that game. You didn't have Le'Veon Bell. You didn't have D'Angelo Williams. Fitzgerald Toussaint, who's probably someone who appreciates French food, Doran, he fumbles that game away. And you have Peyton Manning on the other side, who was operating things really smartly and cerebrally. I'll kind of give him a pass for that one. The Jacksonville game will always stick out to me because if they played the Patriots again, I think they'd have had a damn good shot, the best shot they'd have had to beat them. And they overlooked them.
And the way they lost, too. Like, I mean, it wasn't really – I mean, they fought back at one point, but it was almost like a bludgeoning type of effort. Like, you did not expect that to be the outcome that game. I'll never forget it. Just watching and being like, wow, the Steelers are really like – they don't. This doesn't even look like the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right? After the way they played all year long, they're 13-3. And I realize people are going to bring this up. If there are Tomlin defenders out there who disagree with Ryan Clark, and I'd be shocked if there's a lot of them, yeah, Ryan Shazier got hurt. And they were giving up 17 points a game prior to his injury and 28 points a game after his injury. Obviously, that hurt them. I don't care. Go outscore people. You've got Ben. You've got AB. You've got Martavis Bryant. Can't sleep on that guy and his talent, what he meant back then. You've got Le'Veon Bell. You've got Marquise Pounce. You've got David DeCastro. You've got a Pro Bowler at left tackle. You offensively, it's as talented of an offense as we've seen really probably in Steelers history from a talent standpoint. Like, Le'Veon Bell in his prime was Hall of Fame worthy, not going to make it. AB, hopefully everything works out for him. He's in Dubai, and go turn yourself in. Anyway, he going to make the Hall of Fame. Ben's a Hall of Famer. DeCastro and Pouncey are adjacent. Yeah, I don't know that that's a hot take at all. In fact, it's not.
Is it underachieving, though? Like, I mean, they achieved the highest thing that you can achieve. So is it really underachieving if you already won one or two? Or been the couple.
But you can never, weirdly, you can try to thread the needle here. Like, Ben, to me, will never be an underachiever because how many are you supposed to win? He won multiple championships. Right. If you win multiple championships, then you're not an underachiever.
Like, how can you be underachiever but be in the conversation of a Hall of Famer? Or be a Hall of Famer?
I think Hall of Fame and all-time great are different.
Yeah.
And that's how I would parse things.
Is Mike Tomlin an all-time great head coach?
No.
Do you think that he will? Do you think that the other perception out there, when it's all said and done, that he will be looked at as a all-time great head coach? Like, we don't think so.
I wonder nationally if that's the case.
Right. I don't know. I think
and maybe
we
that's
back,
what Ryan Clark is pushing back on. Like, he has underachieved based on national perception. I would agree with that. Actually, mm-hmm. Yeah. I was viewing things myopically through the eyes of a right. Pittsburgher and a Steelers fan and a guy who's wearing a Steelers hat right now. But nationally, yeah, I think Tomlin probably is not looked at all as an underachiever. What am I talking about? Ryan Clark's fighting the good fight on the national stage. I got it all wrong, Doran.
He's not looking. Yeah, he's not looked at. And maybe, you know, and obviously Ryan Clark has a little personal thing with Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron Rodgers is looked at as an underachiever, though, in the national stage. But at the same time, he's an all-time great.
And it's funny because we just had the conversation about McDavid. I think if you win one and you've got the statistics and you've got the talent, clearly that guy had, you can be an all-time great.
Yes.
I do think, though, that he is so good he should have won multiple championships.
Rodgers. Yes.
Rodgers. Because I think he's a better player than Ben Roethlisberger.
Yes.
Now, obviously, he didn't win multiple championships, and he did beat Big Ben, so that'll help. But, yeah, maybe Ryan Clark's just fighting back against the national talking heads. And I do think you're right. I think Rodgers is viewed as that underachiever, but he's got a winning playoff record. Meanwhile, Tomlin, by like the Mike Greenbergs and the Rich Eisens of the world, they all genuflect and kiss the ground he walks on.
Like I bring up Stafford again.
Yeah.
Because I feel like Matthew Stafford doesn't get talked about enough. You know, and I heard Joe and Pomp talking about it with Batco, I don't know what, yesterday, whatever it was. About like what the quarterbacks now, the top three quarterbacks now compared to top five quarterbacks back in, you know, Ben's era.
Mm-hmm.
But I bring up Stafford again because he's looked at as an achiever. How? How's he looked at as an achiever? It's kind of reversed. And how's Aaron Rodgers looked at an underachiever? But he's not considered as an all-time great, right?
It is.
Is that what the conversation is? I know this doesn't sound like I'm putting this together.
I love this because...
How is one an achiever and one's an underachiever, but they both only won one?
It's funny, like, if Sid hadn't won in 16 and 17, right, and he had just won the one, he won a championship. Ovi gets panned his entire career for not winning, and then he wins one. He has to deal with it based on when he won. Crosby won early. You're a winner, even though you lose a lot after that. Ovechkin, you're a loser until you win one, so you have to spend the entirety of your career hearing about it. It is funny, just the timing of things. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, great, Bonino, another resident for the old folks home. He's going to be a coach. Perhaps you missed the beginning part of that conversation. Perhaps. They're not bringing him into center of the third or fourth line. He's going to be a coach. Someone else writes in, unforgivable Crowley. You're the absolute master of hyperbolic statements. FFS. You haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. I'm not saying he deserves to go to a gulag. I'm saying in terms of sports, not winning a playoff game and having a playoff losing record when you had Ben Roethlisberger for most of your career is as unforgivable as it gets. And maybe that is hyperbole, but like, come on now. Win another one with Ben in his prime, or at least get back to a Super Bowl after 2010 when you've got that much talent. All right, you can all chime in on this at 412-928-9370. Text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. A top 100 ranking of NFL players came out. How many Steelers are on the list? We'll get to that, too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Always have some Tomlin defenders, including this human being on the text line at 412-928-9370. The Killer Bees had a horrific defense at the time. Wasn't good enough. Who coordinates the defense? Who puts the rosters together? Mike Tomlin's a defensive coach. I don't want to hear that they weren't good enough. Like, in fact, in modern football, if you've got a defensive coach, the way you should go about it is you build up the offensive side of the ball and then you use your defensive mind to build up that side of the ball. Mm-hmm. And you spend some money on offense and you draft and develop defensively. And yeah, I would agree that the defense wasn't good enough, but why is that not something that Mike Tomlin's responsible
right.
for? Of course it is. 412-928-9370. Pete Prisco came out with his top 100 NFL players. How many Steelers are on the list? Does anybody have a gripe? Who do we think could be on the list next year? We'll get into that in a couple of minutes. But Michael in the car wants to weigh in on all this. Hello, Michael.
Hey, how are you guys doing? Great show so far. First time caller. So.
Oh,
thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
Welcome to the Octagon.
Yes, yes. No, so great talks, talking points. So first off, McDavid, I mean, feel bad. The goaltending was horrible. But I think this all ties
score more than a goal.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, look at like Austin Matthews, for example, and how the Maple Leafs are being looked at. But, you know, it ties into the winners and losers point Dorn mentioned. I mean, it's quite as simple as, you know, the regular season in Detroit Lions, right? You know, Matt Stafford was viewed as a success because he went from Detroit to L.A. as soon as he changed to a winning team, winning franchise with the team around him. You know, he had greatness, whereas Aaron Rodgers, I mean, pretty sure they were top of the NFC North for quite some time, right? They own the Bears. So,
thank you for the call, then, Michael. Oh, go ahead.
Please. Just regarding the Florida thing versus Edmonton, kind of, you know, you got to build the culture somehow, and the winning is the way to do it.
For Florida, sure.
Florida was notorious for having empty crowds, and I mean, I'm not sure about how many tickets they sold, but surely, and like with Tampa Bay, right? This winning culture, I think, will bring it, you know, bring it home to Florida.
Yeah, and that in Vegas, like when
everybody
loves
a winner.
Everybody loves a winner.
And everybody will show up whenever you do win. Like, I mean, that's just in every single sport. I mean, I saw it firsthand whenever, you know, Pitt went to the ACC championship game. I'd never seen that many Pitt fans in my life. I mean, they were coming from California, from Seattle. I mean, it was unbelievable to see. And I was like, everybody loves a winner.
Mm-hmm.
They do. And they will show up whenever you do have a winner. And in this case, with the Florida Panthers, they built up now a foundation of winning because they've done it consistently in the last 3 years. So that, I don't know if that's here to stay. I'm sure that it is a situation where that is not a big hockey town, not a big hockey state, clearly, that if they were bad next year, I think that it would be empty again.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that.
You know, like, I mean, that's just how that is.
Yeah. I mean, you got a lot to do down there. Beautiful people be walking around Miami. What a town.
Great town.
He pauses a few seconds to reflect on his time in Miami. 412-928-9370, Anthony in Oakland, next up. Call back again anytime, Michael. What's up, Anthony? You call back all the time. How's it going?
You know, when you look at Tomlin overall, the playoff series that gnaws at me is the 2012 loss to the Broncos and Tim Tebow. That one was inexcusable on all realms, from offense and defense.
You had a good enough offensive side, and then defensively the game plan was just, it was awful. They said Tim Tebow beat us, and then he routinely beat them, and they never adjusted. Like, I don't have a problem with that of being the game plan going in, because, like, come on, beat me, Tim Tebow. Throw the ball to beat me. He can't do it. And then he starts doing it. All right, you might want to change some stuff up. They never did, Anthony.
No, and I was even with that, they had an opportunity to win that game before it got to overtime. And Ben Roethlisberger was sacked, which knocked him out of field goal range.
Yep.
It's inexcusable. Tomlin gets criticism. The media, national media, is in love with him because of the lack of losing record. But that's just not good enough. And he's the look, when you're in the playoffs and you're when you play the better teams, I guess gets pretty good teams. The Steelers look great, but when they get in the playoffs and they play the elites of the elites, the KCs, the Buffaloes, and the Eagles, they get destroyed. It's not even close.
That's right, Anthony.
That's embarrassing.
Thank you for the call. I think he makes a good point there, and we were talking about Stafford in Detroit. Stafford gets put over because he was just better than what Detroit was used to seeing at the quarterback position, and obviously he had the pedigree, and you played with him. I mean, my God, that guy's a freaking talent. And he made Detroit relevant, and they played some good football with him there. Wow, we're not used to this in Detroit. This guy's really good. Meanwhile, in Pittsburgh, you can't just have non-losing seasons. That's not good enough here. Like, if Detroit went 19, what's it been? I mean, we're now 20, oh my God, we're 22 straight years without a losing season since 2003. Like, they would canonize the coach that did that in Detroit. Here, we're used to championships. So you kind of grade on a curve, but it's not good enough around here. 412-928-9370. I like that Michael guy. He hit on every. He's been listening to the entire show.
Yes.
I'd like to go back and ask him if he just discovered us today or what happened there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think about that 2000 and what was it, 16 AFC Championship, where you had the Killer Bees to start the game, and Le'Veon Bell rips his groin, and it's hanging off the bone, so he's out. And now all the Patriots need to do is, all right, we're just not going to let Antonio Brown beat us. And Ben Roethlisberger had to throw it to Sammy Coates. Now, the defense was terrible in that game. I think they gave up 36 points. Other than that, like, in the Tomlin tenure, it's not like you can even use the excuse that the great dynastic Patriots were standing in their way.
Right. You can't use that.
And Baltimore showed, hey, you're allowed to beat those guys too. Mm-hmm. Like, Peyton Manning showed you're allowed to beat those guys too. The Steelers don't even have the Patriots' excuse. Like, when they lost to Jacksonville, the Steelers may well have lost to the Patriots in that playoffs. I don't know. They should have beat them with the whole Jesse James thing and Juju Smith-Schuster running down the sideline and Ben throws the interception. What a disastrous ending that was. But you can't even use that as a Tomlin defense. Like, well, you just ran into the best coach and best quarterback of all time. Nah, once. That's it. And then you're losing to, like, the Baker Mayfields of the world when their head coach is buried underground somewhere because he had the COVID, and you're losing to a special teams coach. I don't think it's a question. I think, obviously, Mike Tomlin has underachieved.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't think so. And that's why Mike Tomlin is still in the position he's in, because there's guys like Aaron Rodgers that want to play for him. There's guys in the NFL that still want to play for him. They don't see that.
Perennially, every year, when you see that Players Association poll, Mike Tomlin gets high marks. And then you'll see it all the time. I think it's The Athletic that does it. Like, what coach would you rather play for other than your head coach? And Mike Tomlin's always at the top of the list. You're right. Players around the NFL don't view Mike Tomlin as this perennial underachiever. They view him as a winner, which is wild to me. But I think that's an absolute fact you're right about. The reason I think this is going to work with Tomlin and Rodgers, even though I've called them both underachievers, is because I know what the floor is for Tomlin. And it's become so close to the ceiling that's what makes it unforgivable. But you know every year you're going to be in it with Mike Tomlin at coach. And I've heard, I think Pony predicted that the Steelers are going to have a terrible season, and others seem to think that this is going to crash and burn. No, I have at least enough faith in Tomlin that he can raise that floor to 9-10 wins. And Rodgers, to me, is still the best quarterback that they've had. I'm not predicting playoff success, but I do think that it's going to work in the regular season.
Yeah, like with Mike Tomlin, and especially this year, and just how I kind of just look at this team year in and year out, like they will always be in it, but they're not in it. That's kind of how I look at it. They'll always be in it, but they're not even in it.
In the hunt.
They'll always be in it, but they're never really in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like they'll be in it because they can beat and they can have a successful regular season and they can make it to the playoffs. And I predicted this year that they'll win a playoff game against the Houston Texans. But the next round, when they play Buffalo or Kansas City, they're never in it. They're not built to play those teams.
And
they're built to just be okay.
Right.
They're built to be in it, but never in it.
This is probably a bigger discussion at another point, and this is the time of the year where we can talk about whatever the hell we want to talk about. Not that we don't anyway, but sometimes you're beholden to the news of the day. The Steelers gave up 299 rushing yards to the Ravens, and so I think the focus of the offseason from a defensive standpoint is, boy, you got to bolster yourself against the run. Look at what all the great quarterbacks did to them last year. Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes had the best games of their seasons last year against the Steelers. Patrick Mahomes had a relatively pedestrian regular season. He had a quarterback rating of 127 against them. He picked them apart. Jalen Hurts and all the talk, Saquon Barkley, they kind of slowed Barkley down, and he threw it all over their asses.
Mike Tomlin is historically, in the last decade, in my opinion, been very easy to figure out. Like, their teams have been very easy to figure out. Whether it takes a half of football, whether it takes a quarter of football, or whether it takes it a second time around, or third time around, like the Baltimore Ravens, they get figured out pretty quickly.
I want to frame this probably as a question, even though I think I know what you're going to say. Their defense was nowhere near as good as their personnel was last year.
No.
Nowhere near.
No.
T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward.
Exactly.
Minka Fitzpatrick.
I mean, you give
Patrick Queen.
You give yourself, you put your little, toddler in a playroom, and you give them one toy. They're probably gonna play with the toy, but if you give them 50 toys, like they'll play with all the toys. They'll keep bouncing around the different toys. Like you had all these toys on this defense, and you leave T.J. Watt in one spot. Like I'm moving him around.
Same with Minka.
I'm moving them around so people don't know what's going on, where they're going to end up, where they're going to blitz, where they're going to drop, how they're going to rush. Are they going to go in this gap, that gap? Like, make it confusing. Don't just line up and play defense.
Man, that's such a good point. It's so easy for a quarterback to play the Steelers, and yeah, they got great players. All right. There's where T.J. Watt's lining up. Minka's 18 yards off the ball.
You know that Minka's not moving.
Right. We talked about that yesterday, Doran, because of the Deshaun Elliott deal. Like, the Steelers are saying they've got so much faith in Elliott, that's why they're paying him $10 million for 2 years, and that's not a lot of money. But, okay, then allow him at times to play some center field and move Minka around.
Yeah.
Like, Minka,
you're trying to tell me that Deshaun Elliott can't play deep safety?
You can't play him there for 10, 12 snaps a game? Third downs?
All he's doing is backpedaling.
Right.
And putting his foot in the ground and coming up to tackle.
And I know some of his coverage grades weren't great last year. Okay, he can...
That's the easiest part of covering if you're a deep safety.
It's ridiculous. And your point on the Steelers always being in it but never really being in it, it's easier than it's ever been to make the playoffs. Like, the Bengals sucked for most of last year, and they were this close to making the playoffs because they went 9-8. Steelers at 9-7-1, Ben's final year made the playoffs. The 7 seed, the 6 seed last year in the AFC were both 10-7. NFC, a little bit of a different story, but it's never been easier than it is right now to be in the hunt. So forgive me for not thinking it's all that impressive when Tomlin does it. Pete Prisco, big-time name of CBS Sports, he ranked the top 100 players in the NFL. How many Steelers are on the list? How many should be on the list? Who could be on the list when we're talking about it next year? We'll get into it next. Real quick.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Quick, the Edmonton Oilers lose last night. Connor McDavid, one goal in the six-game series. Here's a stat. McDavid, the first player in NHL history to record 90-plus points in 9 straight seasons and not win a cup in any of them. Oh, man. Oh, that's why you got to feel bad, right?
Right.
You got to feel bad for Connor McDavid. At least so says some. Pete Prisco, CBSSports.com. It's this time of year, Dorn. It's list season in the sports talk radio world. He ranked the top 100 players in the NFL. 2 Steelers made the list. Do you think you know who they are?
TJ Watt.
Oh, yeah. 11th.
And Cam Hayward.
That is correct. He was 37th on the list. That's it. No DK Metcalf. No Patrick Queen. No Zach Frazier.
Aaron Rodgers.
No Aaron Rodgers, who I probably should have mentioned ahead of Zach Frazier. That's it. 2 guys. I think that's probably fair.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cam was better even than TJ. Minka Fitzpatrick not on the list. And he's making $23 million and change against the salary cap this year.
Minka only had, like, what, 1 pick last year?
He had 1 pick. He's had 1 pick in his last 28 games. In the start of that stretch, Doran, it was a game between Kenny Pickett and Deshaun Watson. That's how long ago that was.
Wow.
Kenny Pickett, the Steelers quarterback, Deshaun Watson, the Browns quarterback. That's when the streak of 1 pick in 28 games started. And we talked a lot, actually, about Minka Fitzpatrick yesterday because I thought Deshaun Elliott was clearly a better player last year. Now they're asked to do different things. And I put a lot of this on the Steelers staff more so than I even put it on Minka. But you're getting that guy for 5 and change. Minka's making $23.5 million. He had 1 interception last year. The number one safety in the NFL had 9 picks for Detroit. Like, he didn't even register when you go by interceptions last year. Like, there are dozens of safeties that had more than him, and very few, if any, are making more money than that guy. He should be on the list. I think it's a crime that he's not, and I don't put it as much on him as I do on the staff.
Who's going to be on the list next year?
I think Frazier's got a good chance.
Yeah.
Like, offensive linemen, they always get like Pro Bowl and All-Pro votes a couple of years after they've actually arrived because there's no statistics and sports writers are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it takes some time. I think most would agree he's a top 5 center in the league at this point, at least analytically he is. Gave up 0 sacks last year, so I think he could be on there. I think Joey Porter Jr.'s got the talent to do it. I think if Minka was schemed up correctly, he could be there. I think Alex Highsmith's probably slept on. Those would be some of my guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
I named them all. I made that no fun. What about you?
Yeah, about those guys. Yeah. Those guys.
Let's just start naming dudes.
Maybe Patrick Queen. Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I think he played well enough for his contract last year. That cap hit goes up this year. He's got to be better than he was last year. I don't think he was bad by any stretch. I think he's got to be better for his contract.
Do you think DK Metcalf has better numbers this year than George did last year?
Yes. But mainly because I believe the quarterback's better.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're different players. Their production was similar last year, DK and George. I think, obviously, DK's got his head screwed on a little bit better. I think better quarterback, better numbers. I think Pickens will probably have better numbers in Dallas than he had last year.
There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
He gets to play second fiddle to one of the best receivers in football, in CeeDee Lamb.
He has a legit quarterback.
Yeah. My guy, Dak Prescott.
Dak Prescott, yeah.
Mm-hmm. $60 million.
Yeah. That's, for what?
I mean, that's insane. I can't sit here and crush Connor McDavid for never winning anything and then, you know, bend over backwards to tell you how great Dak is. I would have liked Dak Prescott at like $40 million. You give me Dak at Baker Mayfield money, I'm all about it. You give me Dak at $60 million a season, I think that's where you lose me.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers at 13.
For sure. And I would take Aaron Rodgers at 13 over Justin Fields for 2 and 40.
Yep.
The reason I wanted Fields initially is because I thought he would come a lot cheaper than Aaron Rodgers. Like, way back when, at the beginning of this offseason, 3 months ago, Dorn, my God, we thought that Aaron would be like $40 million plus or $35 million plus, and we all kind of figured that you could get Justin Fields at like 10 to 15 a season, and I guess they did from a guaranteed standpoint, but upwards of 20 a season, yeah, I'll take Aaron on the cheaper end of that deal. I think we've landed on something here. While we rip up on the coaches here in Pittsburgh, and I think deservedly so, they're not viewed as having elite talent. Like, top 100, and the players will vote on this too, and it'll be different than Pete Prisco. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that Pete Prisco is like God's gift to football analysis or anything like that, but you know, I'd be shocked if on the NFL's list you're going to get more than three or four.
Like you, a team?
On the Steelers.
Yeah.
Like you might get Highsmith. You might get Minka.
Boswell.
Wait, you know what, Dorn? Where the hell's Boswell on this thing?
Is there any other specialists on there? There might not be specialists. But, I mean, I think that if you go, when the NFL puts their list out, it'll be just three. It'll be Boswell. He'll be one of the other guys. He'll be the other guy.
But no Rodgers.
Nope. You got to figure how many other guys are out there in the NFL. How many guys do the Eagles have? The Eagles alone have how many guys that are on the top 100?
Saquon. Lane Johnson.
Yeah.
Jordan Mailata. Jalen Carter. A.J. Brown, Zach Bond, what a story he was. Jalen Hurts, who's actually ranked behind Justin Herbert on this list. Okay. Quinion Mitchell, 69th. Landon Dickerson, no relation to Doran, 70, right?
Right.
Okay. 72nd. Cooper DeJean at 85.
It's half their team.
Did you count them? Because I wasn't counting.
That's like almost half their team. It's almost half. It's a lot.
And here we found another way to criticize Mike Tomlin because he puts these rosters together too. Bang, got him. All right. Coming up next, let's switch gears to the Pirates briefly before we get to Ray Fittipaldo at the top of the hour. Why isn't Bubba Chandler here? Well, Dan Zangrilli weighed in yesterday. We'll tell you why. He thinks he's not up at the big leagues. Texter, you two are the best together. Find myself laughing all morning. Thank you.
Welcome.
Did we say anything funny in the last segment?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Callis, were you paying attention? Did we say anything funny in the last segment?
I wasn't paying attention, but not because I don't care, because I'm training our guy, RJ.
Texters wrote in a whole bunch earlier on in the show that the plural of octopus is octopuses. We're good. Octopuses, not octopi, but I've heard it both ways.
RJ told me what you thought it could be, and there, no.
That's a movie.
That is a movie, a James Bond movie,
correct.
You tell me.
But it's not something you should say right now.
Nope, and I avoided saying it earlier. 50-minute mark on the Fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Dan Zangrilli said a scout told him that Bubba Chandler isn't ready. The control's not good enough. And I just saw the last two starts for Bubba Chandler. He goes two innings. He walks one, gives up three runs, and then his last time out, he goes two-thirds of an inning, throws a million pitches, walks four. Ooh. And yeah, that would imply, sure, the control's not where it needs to be, but is it possible he's bored?
Yes.
Like, you hop on a bus to go play the Memphis Redbirds. Is that going to get your blood pumping?
Mm-hmm.
Especially because you see Roman Anthony get called up by the Red Sox. The Super 2 deadline has all than more likely come and passed. You probably think your last two starts, they should have been made in Pittsburgh. And you're taking on the St. Paul Saints and the Nashville Sounds and the Toledo Mud Hens and the Louisville Bats and the Columbus Clippers. Like, I'm probably just not going to be all there. I think that's human nature. I want to see him up here, man. And if the last two starts are the reason why you wouldn't have him up here, then how about his previous six starts where he's given up, like, no runs? Now, the walk numbers, yeah, were somewhat concerning, but let him figure it out at the big league level.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think he might not be fully invested in what's going on and probably a little frustrated. Like, why aren't
yes.
I out? You know, the frustration and you know, the not, you know, the more, like, just going through the motions. That does creep in whenever you feel like you should have an opportunity to be at the big level, whenever the competition, you know, is not as great and you kind of know what's happening every single day. It's like, all right, I need a change. I need to, you know, face some better competition, and the frustration starts to creep in. That might be a portion of what's happening.
Yeah, maybe a little less focus between starts, maybe thinking you're a little too good for the level. And I don't know the guy from Adam. I could be totally wrong on this. And I'm not going to pretend like I sat there and I've watched Indianapolis Indians play this year. So I could be dead wrong. But I think that, you know, boredom could play a factor here. And a little bit of frustration absolutely could play a factor here. People are texting things that I just can't say relating to octopuses.
Where'd you get octopi from?
Some people say octopi.
Oh, okay. I don't know if you just made that up.
No, or... that's become mainstream, but it's not technically, grammatically correct.
Okay.
Someone writes in, octopodes. You want to laugh? Laugh. Come on, it's stupid.
Yeah, real stupid.
Ray Fittipaldo is going to join us next on the Fan Hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. So Deshaun Elliott gets paid. We were told by Caboli nothing gets done this time of year because everyone's on vacation. Somehow they were able to get it done with him, but there's no negotiations ongoing with TJ Watt. What's happening? We'll talk to Ray about that and other things next. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. A high today of 81. That's Phil Kessel's number. Phil Kessel won two championships. Chew on that, Connor McDavid. 65% chance of rain today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.